Hey, what's up, folks? I have another free view of the lost Zane recordings. From my time on the radio on 107.3 WBBL, I release these shows, two of them each week on my Patreon. The Patreon's cool because, I give you the free podcast every day, a couple hours, and that's cool. I appreciate you listening to that. But if you happen to want more of what I offer on my Patreon, kind of filling in your listening day, some of you folks, you know, you've got opportunities to listen for hours and hours and hours, whether you're driving, whether you're you can listen with the earbuds in while you're at work. Well, maybe try out the Patreon. Can't hurt to try. Might have something fantastic there for you that can fill the void after I get done with the free podcast, you know? So there you go. If you give me $5, just try me out for 1 month. That's the challenge. Just 1 month. It's worth your time. You might find something you love there. $5, send it my way, and then you get the whole month to decide whether or not it sucks or if it's okay. If you happen to like it, you can let it ride or convert it to a yearly, and I'll save you 10%. Now, for all the audio, it's $5 a month. For the audio, the video, and the live streams, all of that stuff, that is $10 a month. Okay, so there you go. I like to do my little pitch for you here. I hope you enjoy my free view of the lost Zane recording.
Good morning. Show number 111 of the Eric Zane Show starts right now. Welcome in. What's the date today, Julius? What is it? Is it the 20th?
Yeah, 9/20.
Does 9/20 have anything significant with people who smoke pot? I know 4/20 is a big thing.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Do you know anything about that? I don't know why you would. I mean,
about what, 420?
Yeah, about 420. What the?
I don't know where that came from.
What the significance?
I think it actually originated in Ann Arbor.
It's the time of the day, right? At 420 a.m. p.m. That's a big time, right? That's like the two big highlights of any person who indulges day. With that's like tea time in England.
And then basically,
if you have April 20th, 420. On 4/20 a.m. or p.m., that's monumental. That's like Christmas or New Year's.
4/20 on 4/20, yeah. I just don't know how it became, like, that's the day, you know?
Right. It's a miracle that I am not sitting at home doing nothing but smoking pot. You know, typically, you're more at risk, if you want to say that, when you come from like a single family household, maybe a little bit of issues at home, maybe a lot of fighting, things like that. Definitely got the alcoholism bug, and boy, those days were fun. But no, I really thought I would. I really thought I was going to blossom into a first top level pothead. It never really took hold, though, miraculously. As we welcome in Tyler Doan, definitely not a pothead. It sure would be an upset if that were the case. Tyler, welcome.
Hey, I actually kind of know where the 420 origin came from.
Okay, what is it, Tyler?
It came from the 70s in California. Just like that's how they kind of tried to like communicate it between each other people knowing.
They were speaking in code. Does that sound
smoke talkers?
Okay, that's like a regular thing, I guess. You have to speak in code. It's going to be a nice day today, 79 and sunny. Yesterday it was downright hot for Wednesday to start out prize. Mix of clouds and sun, not bad, 80. It was Wednesday, right? We said that officially started,
yes.
Or at least people, because people already are piling in downtown.
Are they?
It seems like it was like there were more people down there. And there was actually a story on the news from GRPD about people crossing the street at crosswalks as opposed to just running out in the street, which is kind of what we talked
about. That's what I said. That's why I hate our prize.
People just throwing themselves out into the street in front of cars.
It's worse than Pokemon Go. Remember when people were just walking out into the middle of the street? It's worse than that.
Well,
people think that our prize turns the city into their domain, or they've never been in a big city.
What about
like a lot of these people?
Yeah, but with Pokemon Go, they were looking at the phones, though. So there was that added element to it. I don't think they'll be.
I'd rather, at least they have a reason. These our prizes are just like half suicidal.
What about when
like,
you
yeah,
get...
screw it. I'm just going to walk in the middle of the street.
What about when you get the school group with like 100 kids Ugh. And one chaperone and they're just, oh, it's impossible.
No, those are terrible.
It's...
Are you kidding?
We could have Julius go and interact with them just because we know of your love of art prize oh, and kids.
But my two favorite things, that would art prize you... and kids. Like, could okay. you, like the, when you see a horde of children walking... Yeah. You're like, one of these kids are going to die, and then...
And you would not. You wouldn't want to see that, of course, right,
no,
Julius?
I wouldn't want to see that. Think about all the shame it would bring on our city.
If a kid got plowed over in the street.
Kids are just running away.
So if you had a bracket, the things you like the least, art prize or kids, who would win that?
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Art prize for sure.
Really? Over kids? You see, I like art prize, and I like kids.
Art prize because even older people act like morons, not just the kids. Everyone just thinks that the city is their domain. Hey, I'm just going to walk in the middle of the street.
So this coming weekend is the big first weekend. You will not. What if? Okay, now Laura, I know for a fact that one of Julius's big goals in life is to make Laura happy, his better half. Agreed?
Yes.
Okay, that's like the big thing. That I can sense is just enormous in your life. If Laura wakes up Friday morning and says, hey, I want to go to Art Prize, what does Julius do?
I laugh because I know she'd be just joking. I know she wouldn't want to go to Art Prize.
Let's just say, humor me.
Fine, I'll go to Art Prize.
You actually would. You wouldn't try to get out of it in some way?
I mean, no, but
you're the best, by the way.
Thank you.
You are a catch, especially for a woman. And I don't know if she, because she kind of feels like you do about the whole kids thing, at least right now.
Yes.
Okay.
The kids. I mean, I don't know. I walk around with the dog around Art Prize, but I'd have to park somewhere off in the business, like around Founders or something.
Well, that's what a lot of people are doing is they're parking off of the beaten path and walking in.
I wish Founders would allow dogs. Wait, then you lie. Is that in effect yet? About the dogs having eating allowed on the patio?
I don't know, but that should be
that should apply.
Shouldn't
right
it?
Now? Yeah,
outside.
I could do that. Just get hammered at Founders and walk around. Because a lot of the half decent stuff is like off the beaten path. You know those the big time ones that they promote heavily. Where, like, thousands of people walk through. You don't want to go to those.
There's an installation right in front of Van Andel Arena. It looks like a giant DNA strand. It's made of metal. It looks cool.
It's Ozzy Osbourne's DNA.
Yes. So why is Michelle McCormick wearing these hooker boots? Did you see her today?
What, is she wearing stilettos?
She's wearing boots that come up past her knee.
Times are rough for radio people.
I guess. These gray, gigantic boots. And the thing is, if someone wears those boots, you almost have to look.
Oh, yeah. Well, those are attention grabbers.
What's going on?
I actually haven't seen them yet.
Oh, my God.
Are they black or white?
They're gray.
Oof.
They're very...
Well, no, because black could be passed off. Like, oh, it's just shoes. If you're wearing white boots, you're looking for attention. Gray, I don't know.
Okay.
I'll have to check it out at the break.
To me, they look fantastic. I'm a big fan. I like those boots. But, so she's walks by me in the hall. And I go, hey, how are you? And I know she's wearing them, and I'm trying not to look because I don't want to be that guy.
Which guy?
The guy who's, like, looking because
gawking?
She might think that I'm, like, ogling her or something like that. So.
She knows better than that.
Such a troublemaker. She knows better than that. How do you feel like you can get away with saying stuff like that?
I didn't mean anything by it.
Come on.
She knows you love your wife and you wouldn't do anything like that.
Well, of course not. But, I mean, still, I don't want to be the guy that's like looking at a woman up and down. This place, I have heard some things in the hallway. I'm like, oh, my God, that's a lawsuit. There's a lawsuit.
Oh, this HR. Place, yeah.
Oh.
How we haven't been sued up.
I don't know. I'm not me. I am straight and narrow, man. I don't screw around at all. Eyes forward. Hi, hello, good to see you. Bye. That's it.
Eyes up.
Yep. So yesterday, we had a bit of an issue at the house, and this has been brewing because occasionally you let the dogs out in the back. Now, there's two spots where we can let the dogs out. They actually have a dog run, a made-for-the-dogs dog run in the back.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's perfect. However, the area that we just had redone, if we get late, because then you have to take the, you have to put them on a leash, you have to walk through the yard and let them out at the dog run. If we get lazy, we just let them out the back door into the area that we just had redone. So it's like, we shouldn't do that because it's nice and I don't want it wrecked. And there's 10 piles of turds back there. But it gets to be a pain in the ass to let them out. Well, I think we have been forced into, no matter what, we can never, ever let the dogs into that area right outside of the back door, which is also fenced in. But because this has happened. So the last few days, you go to, you let the dogs out, and then, like, who? Let's say, like, whoever, doesn't matter who. Then let's say you walk into the garage, and all of a sudden, O'Neill is in the garage. And it's like, what is going on? Well, he got out. And he would get out and then walk to the front of the house and be waiting in the garage. He'll go eat the cat food in the garage for the
as is tradition, yeah.
And then cat food, not cat poo. He'll do that later. But did you see my tweet about O'Neill helped me clean out the cat box
Over the weekend?
Well, that was yes, but he did it yesterday too.
Oh,
he again,
good kid.
He again helped me clean out the cat box. And it's ridiculous. There's litter all over his face. And I'm like, oh, my God. Unbelievable. So you go into the garage, and there's O'Neill. Hey, how you doing? And this wacky-ass dog. You bring him in. Oh, come on, man. This is bad. And I'm it's scaring me because I know he kind of likes to run.
Oh, sure.
And
it's a dog, right?
So
hey, catch me, bitch.
Then I did it. I said, all right, I'm going to find out where he's getting out. And
did he dig a hole?
And then I'm going to block it. Good news, I found out where he's getting out. Bad news, I didn't actually see him do it. I was in the yard working, and I let the dogs out. And I go, all right, I'm going to meet. What? What? Why do you keep saying that? I'm confused.
Never mind. Don't worry.
You're confused.
Who let the dogs out? Who?
Oh, God. That's a good one. That is a good one. Hey. Hey-o. I let the dogs out, and
who?
God dang it.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right, rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera, so it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/video lock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/video lock. EUFYofficial.com/video lock.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm standing there working in the yard, and then I turn around, and O'Neill was there. And then, like, I did that, like, three more times. He's not there. I'm like, Uh-oh. Oh, well, he's got to be somewhere around here. So I start calling out his name. No O'Neill. I go, oh, well, I missed it. He got out, but I missed it.
Mm-hmm.
I go into the garage. No O'Neill. Uh-oh. I start to panic. That's a terrible feeling when you can't find your dog.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad news. So
I had a lost dog story that I'll tell after.
You lost a dog too? Was it Jester?
We didn't lose it. I'll tell the story.
Okay.
Finish your story.
So Kevin, my wife's brother who's living with us, hears me struggling. And he's like, uh-oh, and he wants to help. Now, Kevin can't walk really well. He's got neuropathy. He can't feel his feet or his hands. So him walking is a struggle. So I'm out in the front yard running around, and he's kind of, you know, stumbling around the yard, walking down the street, and I'm starting to really get panicked. Mm-hmm. O'Neill! 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 And then Kevin keeps going down the street, and he sees the dog way the hell down the street.
So he got out.
Yeah, and fortunately, he was happy to. He had O'Neill had spent enough time away from us that he was like happy to see us. So he came running at us. You know, one of those deals. Oh my God, was I happy to see that dog? And never mind the fact that Kevin is ambling down the street wearing his jean shorts, no shoes, and white socks pulled up to his knees. Everybody probably thought he was an Alzheimer's patient. For God's sake, I was like, all right, let's go inside. Oh my God. Then I found out the dog is escaping through an area that cannot be blocked. He's actually...
What do you mean it can't be blocked?
Well, there's a wall. There's two retaining walls. He's jumping from one retainer wall to the next one, down 4 feet, and then out the yard more feet. And I didn't think
there's got to be a way to fix that.
Well, it would look terrible. So I go from now on, dog cannot be out there unless you're actually watching the dog. There's no way that dog can be out there. Period. So. Thank God.
When we lost our dog, we were on the east side of the state in Milford. I don't know if anyone knows.
I know exactly where Milford is.
And there was a concert in Royal Oak that Laura and I went to. So we left the dog with her parents.
Mm-hmm.
Dog was doing great.
Who? Oh, no, it doesn't apply there.
No. Her mom took out Jester and walked him around doing fine. Went for a couple laps. And at one point, Jester was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't feel like doing this. Slipped out of his harness, which he's able to do because his body's like so weird shaped. Slipped out of his harness.
The dachshund.
Yes. Just started running.
Oh.
So we're in Royal Oak just drinking at this concert, and we have to get an Uber, a 40-minute Uber ride all the way home.
And then you're scared to death
Like, the dog's, it's because it's dark. He's been run over. So we get there. We tell the Uber driver, hey, dude, like, slow down because there might be a dog running around. Apparently, her parents were just looking for him all over the place.
The Uber driver starts screaming at you, get out of my car!
Her parents went to, like, neighbors, and apparently he was, like, in, like, another subdivision. Like, he made his rounds around town. And so we show up. We're like, oh, crap. Where do we even start? It's dark. We don't know. Start calling his name. And we across the street, we see two little green dots. And we're like, so he was, what? So we run after him, and then a car those were his eyes. Then a car backfires, oddly enough, and he gets freaked out and starts running again. But then he just went back into the backyard of that house. So we eventually got him. So within a minute of us being back, he just came to us. He was just being a little ass.
Yeah, that's the type of stuff that makes you just, oh, God.
Like you're 40 minutes away. You're like, what the hell am I going to do?
I think the thought of a dog being lost, and then for those who actually haven't found the dog ever, that is one of the worst things going. That's right up there.
What point do you give up?
I don't know. I mean, that always breaks my heart when you see lost cat, lost dog, or signs everywhere. You know, oh, God.
Speaking of lost things, have you been keeping up on the JonBenet Ramsey? I know that's TV been show on CBS.
I know that's been making the rounds. There's been a lot of interest, renewed interest in it.
It's a four-hour special on CBS right now. I actually just ended yesterday. It was 2 hours on Sunday, 2 hours yesterday. I watched the first 2 hours. Really good. I was really into that case.
Is it
even though I was like six?
Is there anything new about it? how were you into it at six?
I don't know. I don't know how I was into it, but I remember vividly watching it.
Okay.
I think my parents always used like that as a way to be like, hey, don't run away. You'll end up like JonBenet Ramsey. My parents are sadistic. But I remember being into it, and they did like a made-for-TV movie about it. I was like eight, and I watched it. I remember really being into it as a six-year-old. I don't know why.
So was there anything new that was shared about this thing?
Nothing yet. I think in the episode yesterday, there was something new, because there's new types of DNA. They did...
Remember when they tried to implicate the brother?
I think the brother did do it.
Really?
I do think the brother did it.
How old was the kid at the time?
She was six.
No, seven, I'm eight, at the boy.
Nine. No, I think he was like nine.
Wow.
Well, they had this audio tape of the 911 call that they boosted a little bit, that they kind of cleaned up. And they say some weird stuff at the end of it. I don't remember what it is exactly. You should watch it on CBS.
Yeah.
But you're like, what? What the hell are they talking about?
Oh, man.
But they think that she was beaten over the head with a flashlight. And it doesn't take a big-time guy to do that. They said like a 9, 10-year-old could have done it. I do believe it was the son who accidentally killed her. And then they panicked. They're like, oh.
I remember that. So do you think Patsy is involved? That the parents?
I think the parents were the ones that covered it up.
So the parents covered it up is what you're thinking.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Well, they were exonerated by the police. Now, that doesn't mean everything because, I mean, how many times have you seen mistakes in police work that have led to false endings, if you will?
It was either them or Edward James Edwards, who killed everybody.
Is that the guy who was seen allegedly at the courthouse for making a murder?
Yeah, we actually, before bed, we turned on Netflix, and for some reason it was, I think we looked up that episode of Edward James Edwards that just happened to be at that point, and we're like, that's definitely him. Like, someone's got to know whether that's him or not, right?
Is he incarcerated, Edward James Edwards?
For life, he's dead.
Okay, all right. That was a stupid question. I just didn't know.
He was a big old dude.
Yeah.
Like, diabetes definitely took care of him.
Diabetes. All right, in the next segment, we got a Twitter poll going around. We'll take your input.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
I'll talk to you about it in the next segment. Get your take on it, people in this room, and direct you to it as well. And a football fan lost his mind. We've got audio of a fan of the Georgia Bulldogs really happy with the win the other day. We'll get to that coming up in just a few minutes. And remember, if anybody asks you who you listen to, please tell them The Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. Hey, I thank you for the time checking out the Lost Zane Recordings. Full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's patreon.com/Eric Zane. Eric Zane, all one word. And all this, of course, is available at ericzaneshow.com. All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.